11 years ago this week, we became debt-free and celebrated with debt-free donuts. Let's explore the power and necessity of celebrations on your financial journey in this episode of The Catholic Money Show.
11 years ago this week, on the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, August 15th, I'm so glad we anchored it to a big day. It would have been easy to forget.
It's like way easier to remember.
So there's already celebrating going on for the Texeras because it's a solemnity. But the Texeras on August 15th, 2012, I remember it. We made our final payment on your student loans. I believe that was the final thing to go.
Of course they were mine.
I had some too, but they'd gotten tackled earlier in the journey. And this was it. This was the moment. We were finally consumer debt free. We were completely debt free at the time. Yeah. Later on, we got a mortgage, still have that. Not the same thing. That's not what we're talking about here. But consumer debt free, and it changed our life. It changed the trajectory of the future for us. It really, truly did.
Yeah, this was that point. I mean, we had been thinking about it. We had been dreaming about it. We thought earlier that year in January, when we made our first budget, we thought this is our stretch goal. In a year, we're going to get out of debt. And if we say if we work as hard as we can to get out in a year, maybe we'll actually get out in a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
And then somehow we got out in 7.5 months instead.
Mm-hmm. We blazed our hineys out. There were a couple of circumstances that shifted to allow that.
Yes.
And because it was our goal, we were able to kind of utilize those situations really well to get more and more momentum.
Yes, we never would have.
And had we not been clear, it wouldn't have happened.
We wouldn't have, moving. We had a month or two without rent. We would never have put that towards debt and thought, man, this might get us closer to our financial goals. If we weren't focused, we would have just blown that money on something. Probably
the move.
I would have blown that money.
True. The move in general, we sold at least half of our items.
We sold all the lamps like 2 or 3 days.
I sold them a little early, but we sold a ton of things because why transport it? Two, we didn't know where we were going to be living anyway. Mm-hmm. So is this stuff even going to make sense? Three, we're newlyweds. All the furniture we have is basically terrible. So what are we doing trying to move this around? This is not some, heirloom couch.
Heirloom couch.
I don't know what people like to transport and travel with. There were a few key items that we kept, but for the most part, we let go of a lot. So we were able to do it. Mm-hmm. We were clear on the goal. We rallied it together. You can hear about that journey on several other episodes of the Catholic Money Show that we've done in the past. But today we wanted to put the emphasis on
the debt-free donuts.
The debt-free donuts, the celebration, because immediately after we made that transfer, and it was Jonathan and Amanda owe no more to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We knew we wanted to celebrate this, to mark this as something really special in our lives. And we did. Months later, we had the opportunity to end up going over to Rome on a super budget trip.
Absolutely.
When I'm saying super budget, I mean like it was really small. But that was kind of viewed as like our big celebration that we were going to do, because we knew we could become debt free in August and we could save up the rest between August and October when we went. And so we knew that was the big celebration. But sometimes I think it's a failure if all we think of is celebrations as these trips or several thousand dollar situations or these humongous things. It's really sometimes the little ones that can become more of a ritual in your family and really change your family traditions and become something everybody looks forward to and you can do consistently. You can't pull off a several thousand dollar trip maybe every single year for every single thing you're celebrating. That's just not realistic or reasonable. Even if you had all the disposable money, you're not always going to have the time or the energy for that. So coming up with these very, very accessible celebrations that are no doubt a celebration, but you know, they could also, you could confuse just getting a box of donuts with this. but it wasn't just getting a box of donuts.
These were debt-free
donuts. These were debt-free donuts.
We're going to celebrate. Talk about that. We're going to celebrate with some donuts. However, we, at the time, were staying with some friends who live like up in the mountains. So there wasn't really a donut shop nearby. And if we did want to go into town and get donuts, well, we had like scraped and clawed every possible cent to be able to get out of debt that month.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't too much left for donuts.
Yeah, outside of some emergency savings.
Yeah.
It was essentially that and maybe a deposit to put on an apartment. And then we didn't have any other money.
Yeah. So maybe there wasn't really an opportunity. And if there was, maybe not the budget for donuts. But what we did was even better, I think. Mm. We made donuts. And it was so homemade. Great because the folks we were with had a fry daddy or whatever.
Like
a little deep fryer thing. So here we go. So we made.
You've been wanting an excuse to get into that.
Yes. And this was the perfect one. So we made some cake donuts. We fried them up and they were delicious.
Mm-hmm.
They were so good. And
kids join in with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These were our celebratory debt-free donuts. And now we eat donuts every August 15th.
Yes, we do.
Most of the time, we do buy them.
Now that Amanda has been diagnosed with celiac and can no longer eat good donuts. We have made gluten-free donuts, but now it's just so much work that we usually just go buy those frozen ones for me. Mm-hmm. And then you guys actually get good donuts. Just
go to the donut shop.
Yeah.
Though a good homemade donut is something else.
It is really nice.
So this is a fun thing. And actually the celebration of debt-free donuts is one that we have kept immemorial every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a unique type of a celebration, but certainly one that's worth keeping. And we're going to get into now in this part of today's show, we're going to talk about why celebrations are so good, when you should celebrate, how you should celebrate, and what you need to be careful of as you celebrate.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada celebrate.
Yep. But I love that this is now something that's carried forward for us, because every year, we know we're going to do these debt-free donuts, and the girls now look forward to it. Mm-hmm. We get to retell the story. We get to re-talk about this journey that we've been on for over a decade, and it continues to just reinforce why we even started out to begin with.
Mm.
It re-reminds us of what we've accomplished. You know, that is so long ago, and we've been able to go on and meet so many other financial goals. It's easy to sometimes lose sight of those early days and just how monumental some of those things were. So it's fun to kind of bring this celebration back. And I love that it's now part of our family culture. You know, right up there with things like solemnities and, you know, name days and birthdays. There's the debt-free donut day.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's also adoption finalization days. You know, our family has a couple unique things that are built into the year. And I think everybody has something like that. And you might be missing opportunities to just slap a celebration on to something else and to have it be memorialized in your family culture as you move forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's these celebrations that mark something important that happens and it continues on. You celebrate that ongoing. And those really do help. It helps you remember the hard work that was needed to reach those goals, to see those things through. And so it reminds you, hey, we can do these tough things. Mm-hmm. We could do it again. And again, it helps include, especially for those of us bringing up families right now, helps include everybody in those things that happened, because maybe they weren't around or they can't really remember, they were so young. But by marking it and continuing to mark it every year, we bring them in to celebrating that probably big deal occasion.
Yep. And you mentioned, you know, we're going to talk why, when, how, and pitfalls, like things to be careful of. But why to celebrate? Let's go into that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I think one of them that you're touching on is especially with us having kids is that they get to see us celebrating these things. Mm-hmm. And they might, we're not sitting down and telling them, don't get into debt. But just because by virtue of us.
We are probably going to tell them.
Yes, of course. But just by growing up in our family, knowing that that was a day we celebrated not mm-hmm. being in it, automatic culture change right there for our kids. If they grew up and then all of a sudden somebody came to them on the college campus and wanted to give them a credit card for a t-shirt, they're going to think mm-hmm. they're going to think twice and be running, because our family celebrated being debt free.
Yeah.
During my life. Or like if they lose a job later in life. Well, we celebrate the day Jonathan lost his job and wallet win started every single year in October. So all of a sudden, they're not going to be scared of that. They're going to see it as an opportunity for whatever's next. Mm. So these can be culture changers too for yeah. your kids. So there's so much on the line of why you ought to celebrate all of the different things mm-hmm. that are part of your financial story, yeah. if you will. But and let's get deeper into the why.
Yes, and that I'd say that's a subset, maybe the exception to your celebrations are those memorial ones that continue every year on the anniversary. Mm-hmm. Most of your celebrations are just going to be when it happens, we celebrate. Mm-hmm. And that's most of what we're going to talk about today. And why do you want to do those? Well, it motivates you. At least it motivates me. Maybe it depends on what the celebration is for different folks. But if I know, okay, I know I'm going to have to make some hard decisions. I'm going to have to say no to a bunch of things, say to get out of debt, right? I'm going to have to sell my Super Nintendo. Well, if I know, especially we didn't set on a certain celebration ahead of time.
No, we didn't.
But if you know, okay, when this happens, then we get to go do this. Well, then when I'm mulling over, shouldn't I sell my Super Nintendo to that guy who just asked about it? I go, well, hey, that's going to get me, yes, closer to getting out of debt and closer to that vacation we're going to go on or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So this is that external motivation can really help make you want to do things that are new, that are maybe more difficult or hard for you, things that you want to do, but maybe in the moment don't really want to.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of personalities and temperaments need that carrot to kind of dangle in front of them. I know that I typically always need something, even if I have to invent something.
Yeah.
Or I just need irons in the fire. I get antsy if there's not something to look forward to, something that we're moving on. Mm-hmm. I don't sit well. I can have a controlled vacation, but then I am chomping at the bit to attack something when I'm back.
Yes.
And so this is really good for some personalities to always know that there's something to look forward to. There's something motivating you. And it, again, reinforces that reward in your brain. And again, some of them are not going to be memorialized, like you had yeah. mentioned. You know, we're going to save up our 6-month full rainy day fund. Well, you're not going to celebrate, this is the day that we saved up the last penny for the rainy day fund every year. That's just unrealistic. And you're going to use it and you're going to refill it and you're going to use it and you're going to refill it and then it's going to get wiped out. Then you're going to refill it. That's just you're not going to do that. It's not one of those one and done kind of a thing.
No.
But knowing, okay, at the end of that, mm-hmm. well, then we're all going to go down to Great Wolf Lodge for a night and we're going to make a big family trip out of it. And it's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. That's something to look forward to. That gets everybody on board, if you will. So having a celebration, a milestone, that thing to look forward to mm-hmm. is just so key.
Yeah. And it helps you really just kind of drill it into yourself to help you remember to highlight what's going on in your brain, that we did something. There's a reward here, you know, that it helps transform some of those. Maybe they were tougher choices, maybe even unpleasant choices. It helps transform those in your memory to good choices, mm-hmm. ones you're very happy that you made, which is then going to allow you to make similar choices in the future much easier mm-hmm. and have even more and maybe faster and smoother progress towards other goals.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, John, mm-hmm. I'm curious your thoughts here on when to celebrate. Because, you know, we've covered why to celebrate. Now, when more and more what I'm seeing, I would have called our debt-free journey a sprint. We had $25,000 in debt. Maybe not a sprint. It flirts the line. I like to call there's sprints. They're like sprints and 5Ks are kind of in the same category. There's the half marathon and then there's the marathon.
I said this was middle. It was a sprint, man. It wasn't. This was maybe like the 200.
Great.
It's a sprint, but it's a long sprint.
It was. Yeah, it was under a year. So I call that more of a sprint. Then there were kind of, I was seeing people with more like $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt. I'd call that the half marathon. Mm-hmm. Might be a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then I'm starting to see with frightening regularity, mm-hmm. the six-figure club. And it is not a home. It's not a mortgage. Mm-hmm. It is student loans, either from private colleges or from maybe a graduate degree and then a doctorate. Higher education, everybody's getting a master's, everybody's getting a doctorate. Mm-hmm. And that's not just MDs. It's just this, there's something going on here. And I'm not going to speak into that. Mm-hmm. But the people who are in that marathon route, to be staring down the barrel at $170,000 in debt, knowing full well that this is going to take me 4 or 5 years, potentially. If you have a really high income, it's going to be shorter. But for the average bear, this is a 4 or 5 year commitment. Mm-hmm. Well, wow. It's hard to stay motivated for 5 years only to go ahead and have a donut at the end. Donuts at the end, yeah. So should the celebrations be kind of like broken up or proportionate mm-hmm, to what it mm-hmm. is that you are celebrating?
Yeah, I think talking about the when and talking about the how are going to clarify the answer to this question.
Okay.
So I guess first off, even before we get into some of the specifics, the when, this might seem silly to say, but it needs to be after the goal is reached. We in our society these days have been moving celebrations earlier and earlier and earlier. So if you look at like the holidays, we're recording this in August.
Halloween.
And Halloween is already out at all the stores. And I can guarantee before Halloween happens, all the Christmas stuff's going to be out. Mm. And so it's always, we're trying to pull these things forward and decorate and celebrate all these things, have all the fun before it's actually time to have the fun. Mm. This is the victory parade before you win the war or win the World Series.
Sure. Now you're tired of the holiday by the time it even comes.
Exactly. Mm. And so there might be a temptation to do this too, right? Oh, well, yeah, you know, yeah, we're celebrating being debt free. It's in 3 months, but you know, we're going to get there. Let's just do it now. And then probably want to do it again once you're there. And now you're just doing more. Mm. Also, you've celebrated it. So then why even try to keep going? Why actually meet the goal if you've already gotten the big reward? So whether it's a small thing, whether it's a big thing, you need to make sure the thing is done before you can celebrate doing it. Now that that's out of the way, let's talk about some of the different goals. Now, there's maybe the one that comes to mind most, which is the reaching the goal celebration. This is the getting out of debt. Mm-hmm. This is the debt-free donuts.
And
whatever else you might want
to
do.
Donuts was so small. To some people, they're looking at that and thinking, how pathetic. How small of a celebration is that? You know what? Not a lot. The Texeras are simple people here. Salt of the earth, Midwest. I don't need a whole lot to be happy.
Salt of the earth, sugar on the donut, whatever you want to say.
We didn't need a whole lot. That was enough for us. And then we went to Rome, okay? So don't act like we didn't do anything.
Sure. So that's an end of the goal. So being debt free or paying off the mortgage or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Even, you know, having that 6 months savings saved up mm-hmm. for emergencies or that first $1,000 starter rainy day fund, whatever it might be, we've done it. We've reached the finish line. You can celebrate that and mm-hmm. you should. Mm-hmm. Now, the other ways, especially if it's a longer goal, would be milestones along the way. Mm. So, for instance, if you are trying to get out of debt, it could be every time you, if you have a bunch of different loans, right, a bunch of different student loans or credit cards, whatever it is, every time you knock off a debt, when you've paid some part of it off in full, boom. All right, we can do a little celebration.
A miniature celebration?
Sure. Yeah, that we'll get to that in the how.
Okay, okay.
But then there's, so there's the milestone. So paid off a debt, a piece of it. There could be paid off a certain amount, right? We've paid off our first $5,000 is gone. Awesome. Or we've paid off 10 or, you know, whatever you want to chop it up in. And then you could do the other side of it too, which is, so that was, the first one was, that I just said, was like progress into the action of getting towards the goal. And then the other side would be progress towards the goal near the end. So this would be, we just dipped under 10K, right? We're in four figures now.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. You know, so those, as you're getting closer and closer, kind of get you even more jazzed to go for it. And then you can even use celebrations and rewards that are linked to the actions that will help you meet those other goals. Mm. One of the things that we did that I think was the most helpful in getting out of debt and getting those donuts was that we got here eventually. We'd set aside our money. It took a couple months to actually know how what we were doing budget wise and knew we weren't going to starve doing this. But we would then go through our budget. We'd eke out every little penny we could to have as big a chunk go towards paying off debt as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then we noticed as we went through the month, we would need money for this or for that, the other thing. So that big chunk that we were so happy about would get smaller. So then we made the decision. It's probably your idea.
Oh, it was 100% my idea. I was so irritated not getting to
immediately
pay off what I wanted to.
So we set our budget. The month begins and we take that chunk. And I think there was some months when it was like 50% of our money.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
We immediately would send it off as soon as we could. Because then
it felt semi-imprudent, but
it's not there to take from.
Nope, absolutely.
You can't rob Peter to pay Paul because Peter's broke.
Can't whittle it down.
He's got nothing in his pockets. You and can't shake him down.
Our giving was also automated.
Yes.
So like that's 100% happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't change that ever. And then the automatic bills also just happened. So really, if something came up, we just had to figure it out.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people, they just don't trust that they'll be able mm-hmm. to, or that God will provide
yeah.
when they're going to make a bold, mm-hmm. risky, prudent, you know, it kind of toes the line sometimes, but you're really going for it. And, you know, to the best of your judgment, you made this decision in good faith. And if something comes up, trust that the Lord will provide, that he'll help mm-hmm. you take care of it. But stay fierce on going after your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Stay locked and loaded right in the game.
Yeah. So you could attach some sort of a reward to sending that money out right away, right?
And sitting on it.
If we successfully, right, the first money out is the giving. The second money out is the debt payment. If we do that, all right, we get to have the reward, whatever it might be, which we'll get to. It would also be similar to, you know, if it's a getting healthy or a weight loss goal or something, this would be like, oh, I actually went to the gym 5 times this week. Okay.
Sure.
I did it. You're not lifting whatever goal it is that you're setting there. You didn't get to whatever weight, or you haven't run that fast or whatever it is yet, but you're never going to get there if you don't do the work ahead of time.
Sure.
And this helps you ensure that you do the work ahead of time. So those are all those different ways. The end of the goal, the milestones along the way, and then the forming the habits to reach the milestones and the end of the road. That's when you should celebrate. And if you noticed, there's a fair bit of celebrating going on.
We are fans of celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Life is hard enough. Why aren't we building in celebrations every chance we get, people?
You know, this is crazy. You're always celebrating. When do you ever have time to do any work? Well, not every celebration needs to be a big one.
Nope. That's the secret.
Yes, it is. The celebration, it seems like it's straightforward, but just in case, the celebration should correspond to the goal or action being celebrated. Mm-hmm. So if it's a big goal, you paid off that $85,000 of debt. That's probably a decent celebration. That's bigger than the, hey, we made our budget this month.
Yes.
Celebration.
One's a high different. Five. Yeah. One is maybe a zip line over, you know, in the forest. Something a little bit bigger.
Yeah. So we talked about those different types of rewards, or the different times to do rewards. So I say the building the habit, that's a small reward. That's high five, sure.
Get your favorite wine.
Yeah. Or hey, we're going to
go get a cupcake.
We're going to.
Why is everything food for me?
We're going to. We're going to watch a movie.
Yes.
Or we're going to go to, you know, we're going to go to that place we love to go hiking, whatever it might be.
And most of the time, free is better, especially when you're going after a financial goal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Small in price tag, small in time needed, small in planning required.
Yeah.
Just something to mark it.
A touch.
We did it. Boom.
Yep.
The next one would be those milestones, the $5,000 paid, the wiped out of debt, whatever it is. That's a little bit bigger of a thing to celebrate than we did our budget or whatever it is.
This is, hey, we paid off $10,000. Let's go to Chipotle and get the guac. Mm-hmm. Because my, has that jumped up.
Yeah, say, you don't fall back into debt getting that.
We used to joke about adding the guac as like a splurge. It truly is now.
Definitely
is
now. Yeah.
Yes. So it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger.
You're going to go out to the movies. You're mm-hmm. Maybe a pinch of a price tag attached to these. But again, you're not trying to sabotage your progress.
Yes. There's no significant impact on your budget for these celebrations.
Yes.
So they could be free. They might be a cost, but it's not like you got to save up for it or, oh, I guess we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Just in there.
Easily absorbed.
Yeah, these are, so yeah, like little rewards. These are small, maybe medium. And then, of course, the big guys. The medium to large rewards. That's when you've hit the goal.
Ding, 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 ding. We're there.
You've worked hard. It's taken many months, maybe.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Years.
Mm.
You've worked hard. Let's acknowledge the work that you did. This could be a trip. It could be, you know, getting a certain thing, if you like things.
Like a bag or a computer.
Yeah, some sort of a
something
thing,
you've been delaying
gadget.
Forever.
Yeah, the thing you keep saying no to because it hasn't been, as it's not as important
not
as
a
that
financial
goal
priority.
That you're going to, the goal's not there anymore. You made it. So now maybe it can mm-hmm. bump up a spot in the financial priorities. Mm-hmm. And you can make that thing happen.
Yep.
So these could be things you save up for.
It oftentimes would be.
Yeah.
I mean, again, our real celebration, it was debt-free donuts. But we knew that it was good. We were okay with debt-free donuts because we knew we were going to Rome. Like, that wasn't...
I mean, I think I was just okay with donuts because they were donuts.
That was homemade donuts, probably, as a celebration in and of itself, might have been more of a milestone reward. If it was a loan for Amanda, I needed the trip. But I do want to say something there. And just to be careful.
Please.
And this might be getting into that next section of things, we'll pitfalls and things to look out for. Once you become debt-free, there is a risk that you could go all in on the celebrating. You go on the trip. You buy the big thing. But then an emergency strikes.
Ooh.
And then you don't have enough money and you almost have to go back into debt. That is not a situation we want for anybody. So, for example, for the Texeras, mm-hmm. we, as soon as August 15th, 2012 hit, we knew we only had a few months to save for the Rome thing. But again, I'm telling you, it was kind of a micro price just because of unique circumstances. You bet your bottom dollar, the Texeras were in speed mode, saving up as much as we could mm-hmm. of our full rainy day fund of 4 to 6 months of expenses. We didn't quite get there before the trip, but we were, I think we had 3 months. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that could have happened would have been like, we just went crazy, you know, in Rome, we spent all this money and then we came home and had an emergency and then had to go back into debt. That is not that something we want anybody to do. So sometimes mm-hmm. if you are going to have to save up for your celebration, it's worth at least making a decent bit of headway into that savings.
That's good.
Before you really ham it up. I don't even know what that phrase means.
Not quite how you used it, but I think everybody understood.
I use phrases incorrectly. Part of my brain, we don't know. The theory is that, I don't know, maybe I got a concussion at some point, but the place where phrases are stored, it doesn't work right. It malfunctions.
Yeah.
And I pull the wrong references and I say phrases that I don't even understand the meaning of. But they're just in there.
Yeah. I
think they're in the file cabinet.
That filing cabinet, I think, rolled down the stairs a time or two. Got mixed up.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's very, very wise. Yes. Make sure your celebrating doesn't leave you vulnerable or even put you in financial peril. I'd say another, zeroing in with our examples a lot on getting out of debt. It is something worth celebrating.
Tends to be one of those first big milestones.
Yes. And it's the one we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Another thing to look out for with that one is you hit the goal. You celebrate. And then you never really quite stop celebrating. We're debt free. We're going to the trip. Mm-hmm. And then you get back. We're debt free now. It's like that's why we can get this thing. Or, you know, it's like it's always the excuse. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like I feel this way when we go on vacation. Mm. And I know there's just kind of a big general amount of money attached to this thing. We're yes people. If this is a 2-week trip, we're yes, 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 yes on everything until maybe about day 10. And then something in me goes, am I still a yes person? And I have to go and actually reconcile the budget. And okay, we're going to go yes and no every other decision here.
A little bit more of a maybe. Okay.
The last 24 hours, it's just gas and home. It's no, there is no more. But I think what you're touching on there is sometimes if you kind of let yourself loose, mm-hmm. maybe after so much time of discipline, and your temperament is not predisposed to kind of pay attention to or notice that you should be reining it in again.
Talking about me?
I don't know. Sanguines that just want to party nonstop. Maybe. You're just going to need to find ways to check yourself, mm-hmm. to have a touch point. Oftentimes that next monthly budget will be the ultimate wake up and like, woo, okay, mm-hmm. breaks on the celebration.
Yeah. Or really, we're just, as you're setting out, just going, okay, this is the celebration. This is the thing we're going to do. We're going on this trip. We're buying this thing, whatever it is. And then that's it.
Mm-hmm. Not
just, we're celebrating.
You got it. Because you're right, especially stuff people. Because once, we've noticed this with you. Once you scratch an itch on like, you got a new piece of tech, all of a sudden now, every tech need we possibly could have, you're going out and you're subscribing on eBay to get mm-hmm. the notifications. You're drumming up. And I'm like, what? This isn't even in the budget. What's going on? It's because you bought that other thing and now it's indirectly like opened up a chasm.
Yeah, it's like a mosquito bite or poison ivy. Like if you scratch it, it's going to get itchier. So it is good to know the limits and make that happen. So
boundaries around the celebration.
Other things to be careful of with celebrating everything. If you highlight the whole page, nothing on that page stands out anymore.
I think we all know people that, you know, you looked over in the college class and you saw they'd highlighted everything in the textbook.
All you left was like a period and a phrase.
How are you going to study?
You're not. So if you if you celebrate everything, no, then nothing. It doesn't help you remember any of those things because it all blurs together now. So you, the celebrations are used to set things aside for you in your memory so that you know, I did that thing. I did that one. I could probably do this one I'm working on right now. Mm-hmm. So you need to be a little discerning in your celebrations. And some of those that build the habit, the, you know, went to the gym five times, the we made our budget, we sent the money out first. Those celebrations should fall off because sure. you won't need the external motivation anymore.
No.
They're just going to be part of how you operate.
Yep.
And then we talked about this a little bit, but not budgeting your celebrations.
That could be a pitfall.
Yes, we're going to celebrate. It's worthy of being celebrated. It's appropriate size celebration.
Oh, we just forgot to
didn't think
budget
about
for,
pay
it.
For it.
Right. Yep.
So make sure that's happening. It'll also help you right size that celebration. Mm-hmm. Like, wait. We're saving for 6 months for this thing. Maybe let's nix that part and that part. Great. We can do it half the time.
Yeah.
And I'd say here's one more thing to be careful of is not celebrating. You say, when we hit this goal, we're going to go do this. Mm. And it never happens.
Oh!
We pay off the house. We're going to Hawaii.
Oh,
and you never have.
Did you just tap my leg on purpose? Oh, yes. Yep. There's a family story of when somebody was very ill and even received last rites from priest. Yes. As they were being wheeled into the elevator for surgery, life-saving surgery, their spouse uttered, "When you make it through this, we're going to Hawaii."
And that was...
That was almost like 40 years ago.
Never been yet.
Don't be that person. So if you are going to do it, you got to do it.
Yes.
You got to do it. Even if you're a saver and you don't want to do it, which I think might be a factor in that whole scenario. You got to go. You got to do it.
Absolutely.
These are worth celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is what I want you to do. I want you to identify your current financial goal or the habit you're working to cultivate right now, whatever you think is worthy of a celebration right now. Determine the appropriate reward for that goal, hitting the milestone, taking the actions to develop that habit, whatever it might be. Figure out what the reward, the celebration is going to be. Mm-hmm. Then make sure you're setting aside the money or the time, whatever it is, for that reward. I mean, it could just be even like, we're just going to order pizza. We're going to watch that favorite movie. It can be simple. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be something you pay for. So get that set up, the details, know it can happen. And then get to work on the thing, the goal you've set, and then celebrate it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada donut.
I'm ready for some debt-free donuts.
Let's eat.
Let's go.
Until next time.
Bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at WalletWin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.